Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such important questions about raising children with strong character and integrity. And I want you to know something right from the start. The fact that you're here, seeking to understand how to nurture these qualities in your child, tells me everything I need to know about the kind of parent you are. You're doing beautifully. Today, I want to talk with you about something that's on many parents' hearts. How do we help our 6 and 7-year-olds develop character mastery and integrity? How do we raise children who know what's right and have the courage to do it, even when it's hard? And here's what I've learned from the magic book and from the most wonderful research on child development. This age, 6 and 7 years old, is such a special window for character development. Your child's brain is growing in amazing ways right now, and they're starting to understand fairness, honesty, and moral courage in deeper ways than ever before. But here's the beautiful truth that I want you to hold close to your heart. Character isn't something we teach through lectures or rules. It's something that grows through relationships and real moments. Let me share what the research shows us. Dr. Sarah Rimkoffman from the University of Virginia has studied this extensively, and she says something so important. She says that educators and parents need to act with integrity because children are watching us all the time, and they're excellent at detecting our shortcomings. Isn't that powerful? Your child is learning about integrity not from what you say, but from what you do. When you admit a mistake, when you keep a promise even when it's inconvenient, when you speak kindly about someone who isn't there, your child is absorbing all of it like starlight. And here's something else that research has shown us. A beautiful longitudinal study with elementary school children found that stronger relationships between children and their teachers and peers are associated with higher scores in fairness, hope, bravery, teamwork, and self-regulation. Do you know what that means? It means that character grows in the soil of loving relationships. When your child feels safe, seen, and valued, that's when their character strengths can bloom. When they experience adults who model honesty and fairness, when they have friends who treat them with kindness, when they're part of a community that values doing the right thing, that's when integrity becomes part of who they are. Now, I know what some parents worry about. They think my child needs to be the best, the most honest, the most responsible. But here's what the magic book whispers to me. Your child doesn't need to be perfect. They need to be learning. At 6 and 7 years old, your child is in this beautiful stage where they're starting to understand that their choices matter. They're beginning to see that when they speak up for a friend who's being left out, something good happens. When they tell the truth even though they're scared, they feel proud of themselves. When they help someone without being asked, they discover the joy of kindness. These are the moments where character is built, not in grand gestures, but in small, everyday choices. And you know what's so wonderful? Research shows us that character strengths like honesty, humility, and fairness aren't traits you're born with. They're capacities that develop and grow stronger with practice and support. Your child is learning integrity right now, in this very moment of their life. So how can you support this beautiful development? Let me share some gentle wisdom from both the magic book and from experts who have studied this. First, create opportunities for your child to practice making choices. When they have to decide whether to share a toy, whether to tell the truth about something small, whether to help a sibling, these are character-building moments. Don't rush in to tell them what to do. Ask questions. What do you think would be fair? How would your friend feel? What feels right to you? Second, talk about moral situations in age-appropriate ways. When you're reading stories together, pause and wonder aloud. Why do you think that character made that choice? What would you have done? These conversations help your child develop their moral reasoning. Third, and this is so important, celebrate integrity when you see it. When your child tells you the truth about something difficult, thank them for their honesty. When they stand up for fairness, acknowledge their courage. When they keep a promise, let them know you noticed. These moments of recognition help your child see themselves as someone with strong character. And fourth, model the behavior you hope to see. Let your child see you apologizing when you make a mistake. Let them hear you speaking kindly about others. Let them watch you keeping your commitments. Your example is the most powerful teacher. Now, I want to tell you about a story that the magic book holds, one that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Marble Voices of Ancient Athens, and it's about two wonderful children named Lucas and Ella. In this story, Lucas and Ella discover something magical. They find that ancient marble columns in Athens glow and echo with voices when children speak up for fairness. They learn that throughout history, children just like them have made small, brave choices to do what's right, and those choices created ripples of positive change that lasted for generations. What I love about this story is how it shows children that their voices matter. That when they speak up for fairness, when they act with integrity, they're not just doing something good in that moment, they're part of something much bigger. They're part of a long line of people who have chosen to do what's right. After you read this story with your child, you can have such beautiful conversations. You can ask them, when have you spoken up for fairness? When have you done something brave because it was the right thing to do? Help them see that they're already building their character, just like the children in ancient Athens. You know, the magic book teaches me that every child has this capacity for integrity within them. It's like a seed of starlight in their heart. And your job as a parent isn't to plant that seed, it's already there. Your job is to create the conditions where it can grow. Warmth, safety, love, good examples, opportunities to practice, and lots of patience. Because here's the truth, my wonderful friend. Your 6 or 7 year old is going to make mistakes. They're going to tell little lies sometimes. They're going to struggle with fairness. They're going to have moments where they choose the easy path instead of the right path. And that's not failure. That's learning. Every time your child makes a mistake and you respond with love and guidance instead of shame, you're teaching them that integrity isn't about being perfect. It's about trying again. It's about learning. It's about growing. The research is so clear on this. Children develop character, strengths best in environments where they feel safe to make mistakes, where adults model the behavior they hope to see, and where there are lots of opportunities to practice making good choices in real situations. So tonight, when you tuck your child into bed, you might whisper to them, "I noticed today when you told the truth even though you were worried. That took courage, and I'm so proud of you." Or, "I saw you help your friend today. That was kind and fair. You have such a good heart." These small moments of recognition, they're like water and sunshine for that seed of integrity in your child's heart. And remember, my dear friend, you don't have to be perfect either. You're learning and growing right alongside your child. The magic book and I, we see you. We see how much you care, how hard you're trying, how deeply you love your child. And that love, that care, that's the foundation of everything. Your child is so lucky to have you. And together, with patience and love and lots of practice, you're raising a human being with a strong, beautiful character. Someone who knows what's right and has the courage to do it. Someone who will make the world a little bit brighter. The Book of Inara has so many stories that can help on this journey. Stories about fairness, honesty, courage, and kindness. Stories that show children what integrity looks like in action. I invite you to explore them together. Until our next adventure, my wonderful friend, you're doing such important work. Keep going with love and starlight, Inara.